Hey there, and welcome to the LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Matt Dumont, an LSAT teacher and tutor at the LSAT Demon and current 3L at the University of Maryland. With me, special guest today, is Jackie Gurley, a former Demon student who is currently the lead district librarian in her hometown and also a 1L at St. Mary's University School of Law in Texas.
Hi,
Jackie,
Matt.
How are you?
Oh,
it's so
gosh.
Good to see you.
So good to see you. Super excited about this. I've listened to the podcast on repeat, and look, here I am on it. Whoa.
Yeah, first-time listener, or long-time listener, first-time writing in, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
So I want to ask, how are you? How's your fall been?
I am good. It is crazy. It's just like you said in all of our classes with LSAT Demon about verbiage and vocab.
Yeah.
My game has upped totally with that. You can tell it right now by the way I'm talking, but we're off for break, so it's different.
Yes. Your mind has been melted, right, by all the finals and everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to reach out because we've had some real interest in St. Mary's, and specifically because it's like this pilot program mm-hmm. that got approved to go fully online. And so I knew that you were a student there. I knew that you like went searching for that kind of like online only kind of law school. And so I wanted to talk, we're going to briefly just say like, hey, what was your journey towards law school? And then we'll pivot towards how your fall was, what the program is actually like, how it is being a student online, all that fun stuff. So
awesome.
Why don't you tell us, what was your sort of like broad scope journey towards law school?
Broad scope. Went to undergrad at Texas A&M University, was like majored in political science. Oh, I'm going to law school. Did the whole law school app. Didn't get in first time. And so I was like, okay, well, now I got to do life. Like, I didn't even think to try again. And so I just started with life and went into the world of teaching and then got a master's through Texas Women's University online and got in the library field. And I've been doing that. I've always wanted to go to law school. Total Matlock kid, right? Growing up, loved Matlock. He never lost, but like twice.
You, like, for the millennials listening, Matlock is a TV show.
Yeah, there we go. I forget. You know, I'm a little older. Yes. So that was a TV show. Didn't really have an option to go because I was here full-time job in Del Rio. This is my hometown. Sure. And all of a sudden, St. Mary's popped up with this program. It's first in the nation. It is totally online. They got ABA approval to do it totally online. It's a 5-year pilot program that they got. And now because St. Mary's is doing it, other universities are trying to get it. I think there's like 3 applying for it for this next fall.
Awesome. So in other words, you had always sort of been interested in going to law school. And when you were a little bit younger, it wasn't the right time for whatever mm-hmm. reason. Now you're, we'll just say, an older student, kind of like I am, a person
yes.
who's had a career previously,
yes.
and you're still doing that career, and you were like, hey, law school is, again, an opportunity for me because of this particular program. So, okay, let's talk about it. How was your fall? What is this program like? Let's get into it. What's the online St. Mary's experience?
So definitely. So they opened this up. 791 students applied to this. They had a 9%, I think, acceptance rate. It was right there with Yale, which is just crazy. They did a whole article.
We chuckled about that a little bit.
I know. I did too when I read it. I was like, well, I'm just glad I got in. So we're good.
Yeah, no,
so
and you're a rock star. That's awesome. I love that you got in.
Yes. So this has allowed me to continue my career that I'm in. And a lot of us too, well, pretty much everybody, we all have full-time careers. And this is just another way to start our next career, to be able to do it at the same time. And a lot of us have children and are able to, you know, do the home life, but then also do this in the evenings.
Awesome. So you're talking about your cohort, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many people
yes.
are in your cohort with this totally online? Because my understanding is St. Mary's mm-hmm. is a law school regular style,
yes.
but they're also doing this online like pilot program. So how many students are actually in your cohort?
So our section has 26.
26. Awesome.
26.
Gotcha.
We'll see how the curve goes.
Yeah. You'll find out pretty soon, won't you?
Yeah.
So that sounds pretty typical to like the kind of part-time cohorts that happen at a lot of schools, is where there's between like 20 and 40 or so for your average, like 200 to 300 person per class. That's so great. So why did you choose, for instance, like St. Mary's over like one of these more hybrid style things? Like, I know the University of Dayton, I believe, has one, or Toledo. I don't remember. It's one of those. And then there's, I think, Syracuse has like this hybrid online style thing. Why did you choose St. Mary's particularly?
And I don't know, Matt, so you, of course, were my tutor when I went through and did my LSAT, had to get, my LSAT score. Of course you were, the game god. Who wouldn't want you as their tutor?
I did not pay her for this.
No, and you and I had talked about it, and I told you, you know, here's my situation. And you had said, well, there's these other programs, and there are. You are exactly right. There are other programs. Here's the difference with St. Mary's. We do not have to go to campus at all. The other programs, you have to go for a certain number of days per semester, I believe. St. Sure. Mary's, it's not. It is fully online. It is the ABA's first fully online program. Awesome. And so that's what stood out to me. It's in San Antonio, which is 2.5 hours away from me.
So you could go if you wanted to for like functions, which is great. Mm-hmm. Like if you were, for instance, in, I don't know, Oregon attending this, going for like a judicial reception wouldn't really be in the cards, but you could do that in this instance, but you never have to go to campus. That's so wild to me.
Yeah, never. Now we did go for 3 days in August for orientation, and the regular kids were there. So that was neat that we got to see everybody and see how big those sections were. It gave us, the 26 of us, an opportunity to really meld together and build bonds, which was neat because there are students from all over the country, Florida to Washington, Arizona, Philadelphia. We've got kids from, students from everywhere, which is neat to be able to see everybody. Of course, we see everybody in class because we Zoom.
Right.
And there are certain rules. You have to have your camera on. So we get to see everybody, but we really got to build that bond, and it was neat. And the university did not expect that. And they have been telling us, we didn't expect you guys to come together and bond like y'all did. And y'all are very, very close. I've heard about cutthroat. I think I've even talked to you about it. And I've heard about it in classes with LSAT Demons, how there are sections that are just cutthroat with some schools. Yep. And we haven't been, our section hasn't been, and that's been nice to see.
Yeah. So, I have friends who have certainly experienced that kind of cutthroat, but in my experience, all of the, evening students are kind of like running around with everything is on fire. And so a little kindness towards each other goes a long way. I'm in a panic mode today and you've helped me. I know you're going to panic in the future. And so I'm going to help you. Definitely is a different dynamic than I think some of the like day programs at those top level sort of elite cutthroat style schools. Not all of them are cutthroat, but many of them can be when you're jockeying for ranking so closely. So you mentioned like you came together for this orientation, but that's of course not part of class. But it was like this bonding experience. Is your cohort spread throughout the country?
Spread throughout the country. And I will tell you, we're in a GroupMe. I didn't know what GroupMe was because I'm old. I didn't learn what GroupMe was.
I didn't know what it was either.
So we're in a GroupMe, but I texted five of them before I jumped on this with you. I was like, what is something you would tell somebody?
Oh, and cool.
Got responses back. And it's just neat. We are just really, really close across the country. So all our classes are Central Time, which for our partners or friends who are not in Central Time, that has been interesting, like with deadlines and things to remember, hey, wait, it's Central Time, not our time. So that's been a big interesting thing. But I mean, that's not major. Like, we're in law school, we're happy.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask that. I was going to ask sort of like how the time zone difference is accommodated, because when are your classes during the day for this program? Because you said, hey, all of us are kind of working, like doing those life things. And so when are your classes, since you're in the right time zone, so to speak, when are those classes actually for you?
So classes work, what they did was, this program is a 4-year program. So where law school is typically 3 years, we're going to do it in 4. We took 3 classes this fall. They split contracts up.
Okay.
So we had a class Monday, we had CivPro, Tuesday, we had LCAP, Wednesday, we had contracts. And because Civ Pro was a 4-hour class, we went 6 to 7:50 every Monday night. And then next Tuesday, we go 6 to 7:15 because it's a 3-hour class. Contracts is 2 hours, 6 to 7 o'clock.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're talking like 6 Central is like when they start. So for those people on the West Coast, that's, of course, 4 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they have jobs that are a little bit more accommodating, a little bit more flexible, which is maybe a good thing about this being in Central Time rather than even Eastern Time. It'd be even earlier, potentially. Mm-hmm. It sounds pretty similar to the part-time program at my school. It just happens to be all online, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So why did you want to specifically go online? Why did you want to approach school that way?
I could not. So I Zoom all the time during the day. I read to little kids twice a day live. And so Zooming is really neat to me after COVID and everything. Sure. And so the fact that this was an available opportunity where I could stay in my hometown with my family. I am a single mom of twins. My family is helping me raise them. I'm able to keep my career and help students in my community and then also do this.
Sure.
It just worked out really, really well. And so it's a great opportunity for people who are at home raising a family or are in a career that they really like too, that they don't have to pick up and move somewhere.
Yeah, totally. And for the right, you know, life choice, mm-hmm. I think that's makes a lot of sense. And mm-hmm. realistically, 1L, if you're going to do stuff online, I definitely think like the 1L doctrinals, you could totally do all of those online. I certainly did my first year, though it was because of the pandemic, not because we necessarily like set up the program that way. But it's super cool that they're now exploring these kind of things. It seems like in reaction to the shifting landscape, which is we can do law online, we can have client meetings online, we can go to actual court online for some of these proceedings now. So why not school online? Do you have the same opportunities is the next question that I'm going to ask. And so like, do you have the opportunity as an online student to do things like journal or trial team or that kind of stuff? Those co-curriculars that aren't like foundational to the law school experience, but are pretty important depending on what you want to do after you graduate. So are there any limitations in that respect from the online program?
So here's what's the neatest thing about this. I told you, I went to Texas A&M University, love Texas A&M, huge Aggie. I was a number. It's a big school. St. Mary's, super small, brand new program in the nation. They're trying to figure it out. And they're working very, very hard to make sure we do have the same opportunities. So I am actually with all of the organizations, they have opened them up to all of us. I am a senator for our section. I'm the senator for our group.
Oh, like an SBA, like a student bar association?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I'm the SBA senator. And so they do their meetings. Now they're there in person and then they have a Zoom link for me and I get to participate that way. I'm also the senator for the Women's Law Association. And they did a new program where they were pairing up students with members of the community in San Antonio, lawyers and judges and things. And they reached out to me. They were like, hey, Jackie, you haven't signed up. Spots are going fast. Don't you want to sign up? And I was like, yeah, but I'm not there. Like, how's that going to work? They're like, no. We're going to get you somebody on Zoom. Sign up, get a spot. And I was like, oh, okay, let me see. Let's see what happens. So sure enough, I did. And man, oh man, if I did not luck out, I got the 4th Court of Appeals Chief Justice. As a matter of fact, yesterday I drove to San Antonio to have coffee with her. Super interesting. That is my new mentor. I mean, I get to say that is my mentor. She offered me, said, hey, in the spring, you want to come clerk? We'll do it via Zoom.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes. And so it seems like people are really embracing the Zoom and working from different locations, which is great. And I know with St. Mary's too, it was kind of like, somebody's going to be the first one to do it. Why not us? Like, let us try and let's see what happens. So they are really working with us to try to figure out what does work, what is not working. Our voices are very much heard. We have excellent professors. And I mean, the dean has reached out to me different times. I've been able to email her because they want to know, they want to make sure this is successful for us.
Right. I mean, it's like this experiment is starting with St. Mary's, and because it is purposeful, because they're really like they want to do this rather than being forced into it by circumstances of life where we all were a couple years ago. They're being very purposeful and going, how do we make this the exact same, or if not the exact same, at least equal in experience? Yes. Because there's a lot of benefits to getting up and walking down the hall and going to school, right? You don't have to commute. Commuting sucks. And so like there's lovely things about that, but it would be a shame if they said, okay, well, you're also not here. We can't really fit you in on this kind of stuff. And it seems like they're being purposeful to include, which is just so great. I'm so thrilled.
It's super neat. And I'll tell you this. I walked onto campus and I had different staff members. Hey, Jackie, how are you? Hey, you're Section O. How's it going? Do you need anything? Love to help you. And I'm like, wow, I live 2.5 hours away and they have taken that much of an interest in us that I can walk on campus and they know me. That's just wild to me.
Yeah. One of the really kind of awesome things, I wonder if some of your peers that don't live in the same state there where they can, you know, pop down to the school if they really need to or want to, I wonder if it will be the same experience for that person who lives in Oregon or California or Maine, and whether when we pop up these kind of distance learning law schools in the future, the more regional aspect of it will kind of align with now how we kind of go to our schools in Maryland or Minnesota, et cetera. I think that it's an awesome best of both worlds where you don't have to go ever, but you can in any certain circumstance that you want to, which is so great. So are there specifics about the program that you want to speak about or you know, like that kind of thing? I know you said there was like a 4-year program, but like hit us with some specifics, like go for it.
Four-year program. So half of it's asynchronous. Half of it's live on Zoom. Of course, you have to have your Zoom camera on. The asynchronous has been really neat. We do formative assessments throughout. And I don't, again, now, Matt, I don't know how regular law school is, right?
Sure.
So I don't know how regular things work.
What is regular about law school anyway?
There you go. That makes me feel better. but we do formative assessments so that they can kind of guide us on where we are, how we're doing, if we need extra help. But we're doing the same things that regular full-time students are doing.
So you've been cold called a couple of times?
Okay. First class in contracts, I was cold called on and we were in a team. So I thought if you didn't know the answer, you got to say, great, can we phone a friend? Okay. The contracts professor is the father of this program.
Welcome
Dean Marks.
To law school.
Holy cow. So I'm like, Dean Marks, let's phone a friend because I don't know that answer. And he's like, no, that's not how this works. You don't get to decide that. And I was like, what do you mean? You put me in a group, sir. Yeah. So cold called on. Definitely. It happens. It's been interesting. We have tech issues. That happens.
Sure.
I was cold called on and my computer went out and I was like, great. Here we go. But people are very understanding and accommodating about it. And you just jump back in when you do, which has been really neat too, because that's been a big question on everybody's mind is, well, what happens? And everybody's nervous. Well, what happens if our computer freezes? What happens if you can't hear us? What happens?
Right.
And they're like, no, we are here for you. We know this is going to happen. We expect technical difficulties. So that's been interesting. It's, again, very supportive. Very much on our side. We want this to succeed. So that's been really nice. The fact that it's a small class size has been great. I know that other places are trying to do like 50 or they want 100. And it's like, that's a whole lot.
That's a lot of logistics when you start doing exponential numbers and start having multiple sections of people. I imagine that you said you were in 26, that you're in all of your classes together. Like they don't split you up at all, do they?
They are not for the first year. Now, after the first year, they are going to let the courses that are offered, we're going to be allowed to be a part of everything that they have available. As a matter of fact, even their summer program abroad, they are going to open it up to us and offer a shorter version of it.
Interesting. So what you're saying, so for those who are going on their law school journey in the future, the sort of standard layout for your first year of law school, if you're a day student going full time, is you do all these doctrinal classes, your constitutional law, con law, your criminal law, crim, property and torts. And like you're doing all these kind of things that are like the foundation doctrinal areas. And then after that, in your second and third year, you do electives. You go, oh, I really want to be a prosecutor, so I'm going to take a bunch of criminal law. I want to be a torts defender, so I'm going to do business associations, etc. I want to go into family law, right? And the same is true for evening students and part-timers, that kind of stuff. It just happens on a more like after your second year, where you've done doctrinals for 2 years, and then you get those electives for 2 years. And so what it sounds like is that once you all are released into the post-doctrinals foundation stuff, they're going to take these classes that already exist and add you to them so that they'll be like part in person, part online. Yeah.
Yes. And we have first choice. We're going to have first choice if we want in the class. They're going to open them up to us first, is my understanding of how it's going to work.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so here's another thing. So we do crim law, right? So we were offered, they asked us, hey, you guys, y'all are going to do crim law in the summer. Do y'all want to do it over 10 weeks or do you want to do it over 5? And then you'll have another class the next 5, and then we'll start again in the fall. And so we're actually going to do crim law in 5 weeks. We'll see how that goes.
Wow. Well, that will be a journey for you. Having spent the last 2 years doing criminal law, though I took a standard 13-week crim class my first year. But that sounds awesome. It sounds like St. Mary's is really doing this the right way from my uneducated perspective, but my perspective of they're really getting the buy-in, not only from all of the members of the faculty and the in-person community, but also from the pilot community that you all are. They're really buying this in to see what works and what doesn't so that they can then do better, like even better next year for that cohort of 1Ls.
And so we'll have another cohort group. They're going to bring in another one. And I asked about class size. I said, so what are we going to do class? Like, what are y'all going to do class size wise? And they said, no, we're going to try to keep it 25.
Yeah.
We want to keep it that way. And I was like, that's neat. So we will go back in August and meet up again for orientation to see everybody. But again, that's the only time. It's 3 days and then you're done.
You're done for that. That's so cool. And it seems like they want to be, I mean, by their own article and their own acceptance rate, that they're trying to be the Yale of online law. Number one, because they are the only, right?
They are the only, which, yeah. I mean, again, it's just so neat. It's neat to be a part of this program and to have them just being so excited about it as well. It's, you can tell they didn't just do it to do it. They do it because they believe in this.
Awesome.
And they know this is the future. So it's great.
That's so cool. So you mentioned that you asked some of your friends on GroupMe whether they wanted to share anything. Do you want to share anything from your fellow compatriots?
I sure will. So here we go. Here's from my friend Natalie. The flexibility of an online program and the camaraderie with such a small, tight-knit cohort.
Awesome. Yep. Totally get that.
Allowed to further continue one career while preparing for another.
Awesome.
The opportunity to learn a wealth of information with a flexible schedule and incredible professor support. Awesome. Which again, I cannot say enough about the professors, the support from the campus, and to not just be a number, to actually be a name and to know my story and know where I'm from. I just think it's so neat. Here's one more. The classes are intimate, which means we have more individualized attention. The professors are all open door and accessible, and they really love their topics and teach it well.
So, sounds awesome. So as an online component, it seems like you're having online office hours as well. Yeah.
There are online office hours. If the hours do not work for you, you can email and say, hey, can we do it another time? And they are very much, yes. What time works for you? And here we can do it. And I'm on the road traveling, or I'm here or there. Or I'm at home. We've had professors at home and they'll Zoom in with us if we need to meet.
That's so great. It really does. It seems like they're doing this in the way that's setting it up for success as much as that possibly could happen. There will be bumps in the road, of course, because they're trying something new. For those of you who maybe I should have done this at the top, but the ABA currently requires that the law school instruction be in person at least 80% of the time. And so that's where like attendance policies come from. That's where like this in-person thing comes from. And during COVID, the schools actually had to get waivers from the ABA so that they wouldn't lose their accreditation when all of us were forced online, which of course they granted, but now they aren't granting them anymore because we think COVID is in the back view mirror for whatever reason. And so now this pilot program at St. Mary's is truly an optional like waiver system on the way to being fully online for law schools, potentially anywhere and everywhere, which is just so great. Any sort of like parting thoughts about St. Mary's and the program there?
It is a fabulous program. If you are somebody who is maybe unable to leave where you're at and don't want to pick up, can't pick up and move, this is a great opportunity. It has fabulous resources. It really is a family, and they really are there to help you succeed, and they want you to succeed. They want you to be successful.
Awesome. Awesome. So Jackie, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being one of the explorers in this way. Like the entire legal community is going to watch this. I think maybe not everyone will watch this like a hawk, but the education community is going to watch this like a hawk, and future lawyers are going to be coming out of this program. And it's going to be really interesting to, I think, see 5 years down the road what these kind of programs look like all over the country. But you, Jackie Gurley, can say you're one of like the astronauts of legal profession that's exploring this, which is just so awesome.
I love it. I love it. And it all started because you got me into St. Mary's, Matt. You were my tutor. You got me on games like LSAT Demon.
I showed you the way. You walked through the door. You walked through the door, miss. You did the acceptance or applications. You got the LSAT score. You got the acceptances. I helped, maybe.
You helped a great deal, and you helped with my confidence. And I cannot thank LSAT Demon enough for this, because this has been a dream of mine to go to law school. And I am here largely because you guys helped me out. And I just can't thank y'all enough.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being an explorer in this way. Thank you for coming on the show and talking about this online program. I think it's just such an awesome opportunity for students to know about and potentially explore and see if it's right for their circumstances.
Yes.
So I just really thank you so much. So if you'd like to be on the show, email daily@lsatdemon.com. If you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news, Jackie, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thanks, everyone.
Matt, thank you all. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye.